I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The University of Wisconsin-Superior chapter says UWS officials are withholding recognition of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship beginning with the 2006-07 school year. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship Gordon Gover says this decision forces them to operate differently.
We don't get use of campus facilities, and we are not eligible to apply for funding. You can still operate underground or off campus and do activities that students will still attend and participate in. It just makes it a little more difficult.
Praise the Alliance Defense Fund helps negotiate a resolution. Next, since the ceasefire began Monday, approximately 200 Lebanese residents have returned to their home areas. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer says the economically vulnerable have been hit especially hard, which means their teams will likely stay for another 6 months or so. They've been able to share more about what they believe.
That's an opportunity, but they have very strong belief themselves. And we enable their churches, those small churches, to be a blessing to the people around it. And that this has been a very good reaction in Lebanon.
And Bible League volunteers in the U.S. raised funds for two Bible projects. Fundraising efforts have been ongoing throughout the churches represented in the entire volunteer network. At the close of the month, teams will have sent nearly 250,000 Bibles to the Philippines and thousands more to Mexico. It's all part of intentionally linking evangelism and discipleship. The Bible League trains people to study the Bible and share it with others, a proven model of ministry that's reaping results. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now podcasting. Search for Mission Network News on iTunes or go to missionnetworknews.org. Click on MNN to go and follow the directions. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.